McDonald said it has to do with EPA's withdrawal of Section 308, the CAFO reporting rule.
Their goal is to actually get the court to say that EPA does have to reinstate the rule in some form and take final action on the rule, which would be to require livestock producers, either in what they call focus watersheds or all CAFOs across the country, to report information on their facilities and a lot of personal information. Now, EPA decided, of course, to withdraw that rule back in July of 2012, which we supported. So they are claiming, of course, that the record does not support EPA's withdrawal of that rule.
The 308 rule would have required all CAFOs nationwide to submit basic information to the EPA, including the owner name and contact information, the location as defined by latitude and longitude or street address, the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit coverage, the maximum number and type of each animal in confinement, and the acres of land available for land application of manure. The EPA proposed the rule back in October 2011, but then withdrew it under industry pressure in July of 2012. McDonald said NCBA has led the charge in trying to get legislation concerning all of this.
Legislation that would allow EPA to do its job under the Clean Water Act and even collect a lot of this information, but would prevent them from disseminating it to the world in the form of being posted on the World Wide Web, but and also through Freedom of Information Acts, is what happened earlier this year.
She said there are cautions that need to be taken to protect this very personal information. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.